if you hang out with somebody for an hour and then later on feel as though you've lost a quart of plasma, that person is not your friend. So Pint of Blood, is the idea is the inverse of that, and it's like about what your friends give you.
And with friends all over, Jolie Holland should know. She's couch-surfed coast to coast, bringing her signature roots noir sound from her native Texas to British Columbia to Brooklyn and everywhere in between. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Corny O'Connell. The Texan singer-songwriter Jolie Holland knew early on in life that music was her destiny. As a young girl in the 80s, she picked up guitar here, piano there, fiddle somewhere else, and it just kept getting more interesting. She moved to San Francisco and then to Vancouver, where she co-founded the neo-traditionalist folk band the Be Good Tanyas. But Holland found she had her own off-kilter musical landscape to explore, where blues, gospel, country, and folk are hijacked to strange and quietly grand effect. Her music has since been championed by the likes of Tom Waits, and her guitar has been blessed by Mark Ribot. Jolie Holland came to Studio A to talk with FUV's Claudia Marshall about her fifth album, Pint of Blood, and they started out talking about the name of that album.
So Pint of Blood is the name of this new record, and the thing that strikes me about that, and about some of the lyrics as well, is it's so visceral, right? When you say Pint of Blood, in fact, I was just having this conversation with somebody in the station, and she said, what's the name of the new Jolie Holland record? I said, Pint of Blood, and she went, ew.
Awesome.
Is that what you were going for? Ew.
Well, I was going, so me and Rick Moody are friends now.
Really? And the writer?
Yeah. Rick Moody immediately understood what Pint of Blood was referencing.
Well, what is it referencing?
Okay, so I'm misquoting William Burroughs. So there's a line of Burroughs, I'm paraphrasing it, but if you hang out with somebody for an hour and then later on feel as though you've lost a quart of plasma, that person is not your friend.
Ooh, that's a great quote.
So Pint of Blood is, the idea is the inverse of that, and it's like about what your friends give you, like the vitality.
An infusion, as it were.
Right.
I got drunk on an old photograph of you. Taken in my mind. Only an angel sound from up above can tell me if you're the devil. The one I should love. Where is that angel? I'm praying with all of my might.
I write in my head mostly. I write things in my head before I ever get an instrument. And living in totally weird circumstances will only refine that process or, you know, destroy your sanity. So, I mean, it was really, I've lived in really stupid ways. So, but I finally have a room with a door that I can shut and lock. And
you mean like you've lived on people's couches and in tenements?
I squatted.
I knew you were going to say squat.
I lived in just extremely chaotic circumstances. I did have my own bedroom for the past like few years in Brooklyn, but there were like five or six people living in the apartment, you know, and it was really hard to write. The piano was in the living room. It was really wasn't a cool place to write, but I still did write.
It brings a smile to my lips when I think of your fist narrowing and on cracking his ribs. It brings a smile to my lips. Can I stay here till dawn? I don't know how to get home. My phone's broken and my friends are gone. Can I stay here till dawn? Mockingbirds sing at the moon and the stars fall from the sky. If you don't catch me when I fall for you, I'm gonna have to remember how to fly.
A live performance by Jolie Holland. Her latest CD, Pint of Blood, is out now. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.